Texte numéro 21. Breathing may introduce microplastics to the brain. Small plastic particles are everywhere, in the soil where our food is grown, in the water we drink and in the air we breathe. They got there from the plastic we throw away, which ends up in landfill sites, rivers and seas. There, the plastic waste slowly breaks down, releasing tiny particles called microplastics and even tinier nanoplastics into the environment. Microplastics are also increasingly being found throughout the human body. We are not sure how they got there, though there are three probable routes. We may ingest microplastics when we eat and drink, or breathe them into our lungs, or absorb them through our skin. Another route has recently been suggested, whereby microplastics get up our noses and from there into our brains. For a long time, it was thought that the human brain existed in splendid isolation from the rest of the body. The so-called blood-brain barrier, a special layer of cells, protects the brain from all manner of pathogens and harmful substances. However, we now know that the blood-brain barrier can be breached because small plastic particles have been found in the human brain. New research has suggested that the blood-brain barrier has at least one vulnerable spot where microplastics may be able to get into the brain. The potential entry point was suggested by researchers at the Freie Universität Berlin and the University of São Paulo. It is in the nose, where there are special nerves, the olfactory nerves, that detect smells. The olfactory nerves run from inside of the nose through the skull and then directly into part of the brain called the olfactory bulb. The researchers suggest that microparticles breathed into the nose may somehow get transported along the olfactory nerves and into the brain. The new study is just one of many that has reported the presence of small plastic particles in the human body. Most of these studies are about microplastics, which are particles up to 5 millimetres in size. Very few studies have looked for nanoplastics in the human body. Nanoplastics have been shown to kill cells in animal embryos. This can lead to birth defects in animals if the embryo is exposed to a high dose of nanoparticles. Fortunately, there is no evidence that humans have suffered any great increase in birth defects in recent years. Maybe the placenta is able to stop microplastics and nanoplastics from reaching the fetus. We need to know much more about the presence of microplastics, and especially nanoplastics, in the human body. This makes the new Berlin-São Paulo study so interesting. Yet, this leaves us with the question, what potential risks are posed to our health by microplastics and nanoplastics? Adapted from the conversation, September 2024.